Okay. Right. Okay, well, the pitch invasion has happened, despite Paul Cunningham's best efforts in terms of persuading people to do otherwise. But look at, you know, Mayo 217, Kildare 14 points. So look at, you look at, we won convincingly. So I think even a small pitch invasion might be okay in the circumstances. Good performance overall. Let's get the quibbles out of the way first. We lost midfield and we lost it like really badly. Completely cleaned out with the first half. Marginally better when Barry Moran came on, but only marginally. And you know, we're beaten in that sector from start to finish. And yet, you know, we led 10 points at the break, and we led by 9 at the finish. Really largely to thank for that blistering period just before half time, which was capped off by Dermot O'Connor's goal, which was just a classic of its kind. He just took off on the right hand side and skipped through the defence and knocked it in. Now, in the afters, the ref bottled the decision there because Dermot got a kick in the leg, and you know, that's kind of red card territory, but you just kind of felt we weren't going to get at it tonight because we had two penalty decisions before then. Dermot was hauled down in the square before then, and it just wasn't going to happen. And it in particular was not going to happen for a certain A. O'Shea. So I think, probably mindful of that, he spent all of the second half in his own half, because there was no point in him being further up because he just wouldn't get at them for his trouble. Positives, we scored more from play today and we got more from the forwards. I'm not sure who got the first goal. I'm hearing it might be Evan Regan, and if it is Regan got, I think either 1-2 or 1-3. Dermot got 1-5. Jason Doherty came on off the bench and he got 2 from play. Keith got 1 from play. Conor Shea got 1 from play. You know, I think Killian may have done as well, you know, so Alan Freeman right at the end. So there was a good spread of scores, and you know, we got quite a lot for play. So that was good. The big quibble would be midfield, and I think also the way that Kildare were able to skip past us right through the middle for much of the game. Now 14 points is I think a decent score to keep in a match that wasn't ultra defensive or anything like that. Both teams kind of fronted up and went for it to some degree. So I think in that sense, you know, our return versus their return is kind of good. And we didn't concede a goal, and that was important too, because we spent a lot of the second half looking for a goal to no avail, and there was lots of lockdowns, and we had extra bodies back in there at the Bacon Factory in goal, and a goal was never looking likely. Now, where it was looking likely was just before half time when they broke through clean in, and David Clark made an excellent stop, and that probably alone was the big thing that ensured that there wouldn't be a goal against us, and that's for the first time in quite some time. So that's it. 3 matches at McHale Park. When did that last happen in the Championship? I saw that question posed earlier in the week. I don't think it was ever answered, and I'm not sure it could be answered in the affirmative. But it's been, you know, it's been an odd summer of matches in McHale. But you know, we're back in round 4B. We're one away from a quarter final, and we'll just see, you know, Monday morning what the draw will give us. I'm not wholly convinced that, you know, oh, we need another hard one to kind of keep our moral fibre in the right order. I'd quite happily take whatever the draw is the next day, and if it's Westmeath, that's grand. I think our objective now is to get to the quarter final, and we're one step away from it. And then we get to the quarter final, we just see it's going to be, if we do that, it's either the Leinster champions or the Ulster champions, and that's where the test will really be. And I think that's where we will see whether or not this season is going anywhere. But tonight, we can't have complaints, you know, the quibble aside about midfield, we won by 9 points, we'd have taken that in a heartbeat before we came in today. And the show goes on. So that is it. Over and out.